case, please.
Thank you. The next application is $11,700. James Semertine III and Robin Massey seek variances to reduce the side yard and front yard setbacks, section 115-25C of the Sussex County Zoning Ordinance. The property is located on the northwest corner of River Bend Drive and Thoroughgroves Road. The 911 address is 101 River Bend Drive, Dagsboro. The zoning district is AR1. The tax map is District 233, Map 5, Parcel 41. Staff does note it's a through lot, so they are specifically asking for a 24.8-foot variance and a 10-foot variance for the garage and a 25-foot variance from the front. We received three letters in support. One is from the River Bend Architectural Committee that it was signed by two committee members saying they have no objection to the plans for the project. And then we received a letter from Courtney Serby and Dan Serby. Again, no objections. And another letter from Ron Wolkowski and Marion Wicozy. Sorry, I'm butchering names. I apologize. That they have no objections to it as well. Received no letters in opposition and no mail returns. Thank you.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record?
Robin Massey, 101 River Bend Drive, Dagsboro, Delaware, 11939.
Thank you.
James Semertine, 101 River Bend Drive, Dagsboro, Delaware, 19939.
Do you both swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes.
I do.
Thank you.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. We're here to talk about our property and the variance that we have put forth in front of you. We are on a corner lot in Riverbend that has a little bit of a unique shape, but our biggest barrier is our septic system. It's in the middle of the lot.
It's not on the proposed survey, but it would be to the south of the proposed garage.
Okay.
That whole area there is the
from the lean-to?
Yes.
Okay.
From there to the left, the septic's all out through there.
Okay.
We bought the house in 2004. We've made no additions or renovations to the house since then. So this would be our first variance, hopefully our only one. And as far as altering the character of the neighborhood, being the first house in the neighborhood and the corner house in the neighborhood, we tend to be seen from all sides. Proposing the garage hopefully will keep harmony of the neighborhood. I don't see it as being a detriment in any way. And we asked the neighbor directly next to us and the person who owns the thoroughfare if they had any opposition, and at the time they did not. And I think the minimum variance required would afford relief.
Okay. Let's see if we have any questions. We'll start with you, Mr.
So the garage is going to be 20 by 30 with a lean-to of eight feet. Is that correct?
Correct.
Okay. And the letters that you have in the application that have no objection, are they the owners on both
the one
both
is
corners there?
This lot three, which is to the side.
Okay, that's to the north.
To the north.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
The other one is to the west, Cozy Lane in the back. That is just a right of way. That house is all the way down
on the river.
Okay.
So it's just a right of way, and then obviously there's nobody on the other side, that's a street.
All right, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
So you're looking at the normal 20 foot, where's your access here?
It's a drive. Right, I guess it would be where the 20 is on across the front.
Okay.
The driveway is paved to probably 5 feet inside the house, and then it's gravel right now back.
Okay. All right. I see. Then so you're going to start right off of River Bend? your driveway?
That's where the driveway comes in off of Riverbend. We go straight back.
Okay, and you're, if that's approved, you'll continue that driveway to the back. Is that correct?
Correct.
No obstructions. And the, you have told me that from the lean-to, you've got the, how close is that? Is it a mound or?
No, it's
just a regular?
Regular septic.
Septic system.
It's, I think I got 10 feet because they told me, you know, I should stay at least 10 feet away.
That's the next question I was going to say, yeah.
Because it's the tank and then the field.
You're in the flood zone, are you?
No.
Okay. 30 feet. So that means you can put two cars in there? Is that correct?
And the boat, hopefully.
And the boat?
And the boat. Keep the boat out of the weather when it's on land.
Normal parking lots are what, 10 by 20? I don't know if you're going to get a boat in there.
Actually, the boat and the car, and the one car can stay outside.
Oh, okay. That's
right. That would be my idea.
The boat's more important.
Okay.
I'll let your car be inside.
Just curious, what are you going to use the lean-to for?
Not sure. There's trees all around the back. Probably just for shade to sit outside and, you know.
Okay.
Somewhere to get out of the sun and, you know.
Clean fish.
Pardon me?
Clean fish.
Clean fish.
No other questions, Mr.
Okay.
Yeah. I answered all the questions I have.
Yes. If you didn't have a lean-to, then you wouldn't need the side in this corner. Correct me if I'm wrong, but it would be a 500 square foot proposed garage, and you wouldn't need the variance on the side yard. And since you stated you weren't sure what you were going to use it for, what do you have a garage on the house at all?
No.
Okay.
The reason for the variant, well, to keep it closer to that side, was to go straight back instead of coming in the driveway, going around.
I understand.
You know, there's a porch.
If you were to build this and keep it under 600 square feet, then you would not need a side yard variance. Okay, you could build it to 5 feet to the side. Just FYI. Now the through lot issue would be different. If that was not a road back there, then you could build 5 feet to that line.
Mm-hmm.
But there are five standards for granting a variance, and I'm not sure you've addressed all five. Could you do that for us?
Okay. I just lost my paper. So the first was the uniqueness of the property with the septic on the way the and with the septic. As far as the other what cannot otherwise be developed with the strict restrictions, and we would be unable to have reasonable use of the property with the building that we want. The building size is being proposed so that we can certainly keep our cars, keep a boat, keep things off the yard, the craft pots and whatnot. We did not create any issues with the house. It was bought that way in 2004, so the lot that we bought has been that way. As far as not altering the character of the neighborhood, I thought I'd mentioned that I didn't think that it would, because the garage would be in the back, storing all of our property, and would be in harmony because we want it to match the house. And then with the minimum variance, and I may have misunderstood this, I believe that the what we were asking for would represent the minimum variance, but I'm not sure I answered that question correctly. Did I address them all, or am I missing something?
Well, I'm not sure there's a correct answer or a right or wrong answer.
Okay.
What you are charged with is convincing this board that you meet those standards.
Mm-hmm.
For example, not created by the applicant. You have a house, you bought it that way, you're asking, you know, for an additional building. I'm convinced that, you know, you haven't created this situation.
Okay.
I'm only speaking for myself and not the others. So,
right.
If you're satisfied with, you know, your...
Well, I can say we looked at different ways of where to put this building. Again, with the septic being part of a problem, because we've had some septic work. So when we tried to outline what would meet our needs, we've we mapped out what we thought was the best, and then, of course, reading what we had to know, that there were setbacks addressed to that. So did we create it? I'm going to say that based on the restrictions that we were given and knowing with our septic and where it's placed, I'm still going to say no.
Let me ask you this. What hardship would it give you if you didn't have it?
The hardship would be is that we have a lot of, we crab, we boat, and that is all outside. So as far as a hardship, it's not very, doesn't look good for the community. We're not able to really work on the cars or do anything because we don't have shelter for that. We don't have a place to do anything, and we do a lot of stuff ourselves. I have doors with dust on them because I've used it outside in the back with the wind blowing because we had no place to do anything because we try to do as much as we can by ourselves.
Mr. Chairman.
So it would be a hardship on you. Would it be a hardship on you if this was not approved? Yes? No?
I think the word hardship is, I'm struggling with the word hardship, but I would say yes, the older we get, the more that we try to keep our house nice and try to keep things, do things ourselves, and not having a place to do that.
And keep the things we have in good shape, you know, inside, covered up out of the weather. Storage, so it's not thrown all over the yard where people ride by and, you know, just inside.
Thank you. No more questions.
Can you get to your septic tank by still getting it pumped out or being as close to it?
Yes, they can access it off of Thurgood Road, or we have permission to use the back road.
The back road, okay.
Yes.
So you're still fine with it?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. No other questions.
This Cozy Lane, correct me if I'm wrong, did you say that that's a driveway to get to another property, or is that a road that has access to other properties?
It's a private driveway, just a single, there's one house.
Is it just used for that one house?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so it's not something that, you know, these other homes in your community use regularly?
No.
No.
Okay, no, they all come down the main Riverbend Drive.
Okay, and do you have trees that abut the line of Cozy Lane? Is there some sort of barrier there between?
Yes, there's pines across the back.
To Mr. Mills's point, or maybe Mr. Rickard's point, you know, one of the elements is that you have to demonstrate that it's necessary for the reasonable use of the property, and that it's not something that you can't otherwise develop the property in strict conformity, that this is something that you have to use it for, you have to demonstrate you're not using it in compliance right now. And I'm struggling with that one when I look at this. You know, this proposed garage is outside the footprint. You've got everything else within the footprint. Is there a way that it could be moved or shrunk to fit within the footprint? Because there appears to be some space on the back side of the rear corner of the dwelling. There appears to be some space in the lot there. Have you explored that as an option?
The rear space.
Yeah, and that's, well, shrink it in size. If I shrunk it in size, it wouldn't meet my functionability to use, to keep what I want to keep in there. And if I was to move it over, like I said, coming back the driveway, it's a straight shot coming back where it would be kind of hard to
curve
to get around if I was trying to back the boat in. You know.
Well, one of the things that is an important element that you have, and you have to meet all five of them, it can't just be four or three, it's got to be all five, is the minimum variance to afford relief. And one of the things that this board looks at is whether or not what you've done is, you know, you've tried to minimize the need for a variance, whether it's making something smaller or further away from property lines. Have you explored elsewhere on the property to put this or making it smaller so that it could fit?
Yeah, I've explored everywhere to put it. I mean, I'm limited. I have no access off of Thurgood Road.
Well, if you took the lean-to off,
mm-hmm.
then you wouldn't need the side yard variance. That would be a minimum variance. That you would be reducing a variance that's needed. It wouldn't be.
But that I'm, okay.
I'm just.
Okay, but then I'm taking that structure still and moving it over.
No, no. If you remove the lean-to, the size of the structure then falls under the 600 square foot maximum.
Oh, I got you.
Becomes 500 square feet.
And the setback changes. It doesn't have to move closer. That's the thing that we're looking at here as part of this you know, review is, you know, what minimum, you know, are you taking a minimum variance here?
So if we took the lean-to off, it would meet the requirements
for the side.
For the side.
And it would have if met the back if there was not a road there.
Not a road. There.
Paper road or driveway or whatever.
It's a through lot.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Right.
But if you moved it, let's say you moved it further to River Bend Drive, took off the lean-to, moved it further into, and reduced the variance there.
What?
Also, okay. In other words, what you're trying to do, and Mr. Sharp is trying to tell you, that the more you try and keep it from a variance and you convince us that you're trying everything you can to keep it in compliance is in your favor. But let's see, can you look at that right now and
sure.
say...
Sure, if I move it forward towards River Bend Drive...
Right, yeah. And reducing the 24.8 tenths of a foot variance...
Right.
From the
I have a huge white oak tree that would have to come out.
There's and an that, oak tree there?
Yes.
How it are just, you going to get your driveway back there then?
Well, I can, because of the way the door will be, it's right on the property line. I mean, it splits the property line almost. So then that would have to come down, and then it would lose all the shade and everything like that. I mean, I just really didn't want to take the tree down to
shade. You wanted to lean to for the shade, so if you had to take the tree down, you know, you had the tree for shade and lean.
Well, that's true.
Something we could take.
True.
Mm-hmm. So what happened? You took the lean to put it to the front of the building?
Yeah, I would
do. High enough and then move it over?
Is that where your garage door is going?
That's where my garage door is.
Certainly your garage door, then put the lean to above it and come out. You
got
to
be hyped
up.
Say that again.
Well, I didn't want the lean-to that high. I only wanted it like...
Have a 10-foot door.
Yeah, 10-foot door to bring the boat in.
You still go above and drop it down.
I was only going to do the lean-to like, you know, 7 foot.
Okay.
You also still have the problem on the side yard.
Yeah.
That'd be to the front, right?
Well, but the size of the structure would be more than 600 square feet.
Okay.
So you still have the side yard.
He can only add about 3 feet
to the
4 feet to the front of it, and then he would to just you know be at 580.
Yeah. Okay.
So
what do you think of that? What's your giving you just a few options there? Mr. Sharp has given it to you, and I've given you one. Remember your last one, number five, the minimum variance, you know, you're trying for the minimum variance there.
Are there other garages in the neighborhood?
Yes, fortunately, a lot of those are on lot and a half and double lots, mm-hmm. where ours is a single lot.
The house next to us is a double lot.
All the ones
street.
That have it are lot and a half or double lots. We're probably one of four single lots.
So you feel that your hardship is in maintaining your property to the standards of other properties in the development?
That right. I would agree
keep
with,
up
yes.
Keep up the property value, yes.
And then what you're asking for is a minimum to enclose all the otherwise exposed personal effects?
Correct. Yes.
But you could possibly live without the lean-to and make it smaller, keep it under, or make it keep it under 600 square feet.
Yes, I think.
Yeah, I think
yes.
I agree with Mr. Mills. You know, he's giving you that option there, and
right.
I mm-hmm. think
you could make it 34 feet by, as long as you stay under 600 square feet,
then you're
meeting that side yard.
So that lean-to is considered square foot, even though it's not enclosed.
Yes, because it's attached. For example, if you move that structure up in towards that corner, inside corner of the back of the house,
mm-hmm.
okay, but didn't attach it, you would probably come real close to meeting all the setback requirements.
Yep.
Okay.
Okay.
Keeping it under 600 square feet. It's a combination of positioning and size there.
Okay.
Okay. So, you know, I guess what we're saying is we see a minimum, you know, that you keep it under 600 square feet, we feel that you meet the standards for granting a variance in regards to the rear, but not necessarily the side. So, well, I guess, you know, the question is, if we grant a, 10-foot rear yard? No. 25-foot rear yard.
Right.
Setback. Or, I'm sorry, variance.
Period.
And that would require you to keep it under 600 square feet, and you wouldn't need the side yard. Would that work for you?
I guess I would. I have no other argument. I don't know how to argue this stuff.
So. Really, is 30.
One question to ask you. The shed,
mm-hmm.
is it a permanent shed?
No. It was there when we bought.
You put your building, your garage on the opposite side. Is it going to put your septic, put that in the shed over and use Thurgood Road?
No, I have no access through Thurgood Road.
No way to get through that one. Okay.
I mean, I'm sure I could apply for to get that, but my driveway is.
Will they fit in that then?
No, because the septic comes over almost to that shed.
It does it? Okay.
Yeah. I mean, it's probably 10 feet off of Thurgood Road off the side.
Okay.
It then comes all the way over.
You don't have much choice then?
No.
Yeah. You've got to convince us that this is the minimum variance, and we're giving the ideas too.
Well, and I'm to do what you had suggested, to keep it under the 600 or at the, is it 600? Is it at 600 or under 600?
Under 600.
Under 600.
Under 600.
I mean.
600 or under.
Mm-hmm.
You can do that.
And you're going to move.
What happens if it is 600?
That's what I was going to ask. Is it 599?
Is that?
I'm looking.
I think it reads 600. I've asked that question before. Mm. Mr. Sharp, remember that? Doesn't it say 600 or under?
I believe it's 600 or under, but Ms. Cornwell is checking right now.
Okay.
I know I asked that of the surveyor, too, because there was.
Does not contain more than 600 square feet. So 600 square feet would be fine.
Where it is in its current location, or moving it? You'd have to move it up. You'd have to move it forward.
From the side yard.
How much would it?
It's 5 foot from the side yard.
If it's under 600.
So, I mean, what I'm suggesting is you leave it where it is. Just take that lean-to off your 600 square feet. You don't need a side yard variance. We grant a 25-foot variance in the rear.
That's it. Okay. Can you work with that?
Yeah. I don't know how to argue this. I don't. I mean, it's. No, I don't like it, but I'm not the one sitting up there. So. I was trying to keep it.
My only suggestion is convince us where there's a need otherwise. Mm-hmm. Unfortunately, you've already said you don't know what you're going to do yet exactly with the lean-to, but now all mm-hmm. of a sudden you're finding a reason to.
Well, yeah, I mean, I figure if I was going to do it, I'd do it and then incorporate that in at a later date, you know, while I was all doing the whole thing.
Right.
And give me space to, I don't know, put the other boat in between so I don't have to act because I can't access behind. So I was trying to keep that tight to the back, to Cozy Lane, so I have more room in between the house and the garage to maybe put another car there or something. I have no access from Cozy Lane from behind. So if I was to bring that out forward, you know, I couldn't even like park the boat behind it or something like that. I was trying to keep everything out.
How about if I rephrase that for you?
Sure.
How about if I said to you, I need somewhere to put my garage and boat, right?
Mm-hmm.
But I want the lean-to also. If you're looking at a need, that's different than a want. Okay,
right.
You agree with that?
Right.
Okay, so convince this board that you need the garage. And you, I don't know if you can convince this board you want the lean-to.
Well, that is a hardship.
As a hardship, as a hardship. So with those two words, I think you can work that out.
And if you want, we could always leave the hearing open for you to come back at a later date.
That's true, too.
Continue on, that's up to you.
You want to do that?
I'm good with that. I mean,
you want to work
I'm
on it
lost.
More?
I'm the loss. I've never done this. I don't know how to argue the
okay,
point.
Okay, so we're going to the drawing
board. That way, though, you can let Mr. Mills just say, you know, give you time to look at it.
Reconsider
this or that, and then come back. That gives you
I would like that opportunity.
Okay.
All right, we'll give you that.
Maybe you decide to go higher with it.
Yeah, that'd be fair to you. Give you both a chance, okay?
Okay.
And think about those two words, mm-hmm. okay? When you come back.
How about that?
That
all
sounds
right.
good.
Okay.
Very good. Let me go.
Mr. Chairman, I make a motion that
Okay, are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair hearing none, I'll entertain a motion. Mr. Mills.
Mr. Chairman, I make a motion that we leave the public hearing open for the purpose of the applicant to further prepare and come back and continue presenting their case.
So when Mr. Mills, what do you suggest the first?
What has to be advertised?
Yeah, it will.
The first, it could be the 15th or the 29th.
29th.
So the 15th would be ample time?
Yes.
You got to be ample time for you?
Yes, we can get it on the agenda.
Yep. Could be? Okay.
Uh-huh. I'll second that. Oh, okay. I'm sorry.
We had a motion by Mr. Mills and then a second by Mr. Hudson that we leave case number 11,700 open, allow the applicant time to go back and we'll future and come back and to be on the February 15th.
Thank you for the opportunity and education.
Okay, all those in favor of the motion? Mr. Mills?
Aye.
Mr. Hudson?
Aye.
Mr. Ricker?
Aye.
Mr. Workman?
Aye.
And I'm Mr. Callaway. So by vote 5-0, case number 11,700 will be left open. Good luck.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All